我昨天晚上已经和弟兄姊妹们讲到了。
Last night I have already spoken with brothers and sisters.
我这一次的交通呢，只是为着提醒和激发。
That my sharing this time is simply a reminder and exhortation.
那我也不知道我交通这些能不能激发你们呢。
I don't know whether or not I can stimulate you.
至少呢是个提醒。
At least it's a reminder.
我们昨天晚上已经讲到。
And last night we have already spoken.
神从永远里面创造时间。
That God in eternity, He has created time.
时间是神很重要的一个创造。
And time is a very important creation.
因为神创造时间是为着他的旨意。
The reason why God created time is for His purpose.
神在他的旨意中要为基督得做教会。
And in His purpose, He wants Christ to gain the church.
所以这是神在时间中间最重要的工作。
So this in time is God's most important work.
也是最大的工作。
And also the greatest work.
除此之外，神没有别的兴趣。
Apart from this, God has no other interest.
所以一直到今天，我们晓得神在地上，他整个的注意力都在他的教会身上。
So even until today, his focus is upon the church.
当我们读启示录的时候，
So as we read Revelation,
我们看见启示录的二三章，神把他的注意力首先是摆在教会身上。
In Revelation chapter 2 and 3, his main focus and attention is upon the church.
所以神在他的创造里面，他尽他一切所有的能力，尽他所有一切的作为，就是为要得着教会。
And in his creation, all of his attention and energy is for the church.
那么我们也知道神创造时间呢，这个时间是一个暂时的存在。
Now, this created time is here only temporally.
时间是有限的。
Time is limited.
时间是有一天会结束的。
And one day time will end.
因此我们基督徒呢，需要明白一件事情。
And so as Christians, we need to come to understand.
神从来不要在时间中建立任何的一个事物。
God is not interested in creating anything in time.
神只要在时间中得着教会。
He just wants to gain the church in time.
我觉得这个今天是我们应该有的一个属灵的眼光。
This is a spiritual perspective that we need to have.
今天我们晓得世人不仅是他们要把他们的这个事业，把他们的成就建立在这个地上。
Now we know that people of this world, they want to establish their work, their career in this earth.
甚至我们看见今天在基督教里面，
Even in Christianity today,
很多侍奉主的人，他们也试图在时间中，在地上想要建立些什么。
Many people who serve God, they also want to establish something on this world.
但是圣经很清楚地给我们提示，
But the Bible clearly shows us,
弟兄姊妹们，在时间中，神只要得着教会。
Brothers and sisters, God only wants to gain the church.
凡是那些与基督不相关的事物，
All the things that have nothing to do with Christ.
当时间一结束的时候，就进入永死。
When time ends, it will be destroyed.
凡是是基督的，将来都要进入永生。
All the things of Christ will go into eternal life.
所以这个也考验我们今天基督徒在地上的生活和我们的侍奉。
So this is a test for us in our life and in our service.
到底今天我们的眼光放在什么东西上面？
What do we set our sights upon?
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
我觉得这是非常重要的一件事情。
This is a very important matter.
特别今天来到末后的时代，
Especially as we come to the end times.
主回来的日子这么迫近，
The Lord's return is so near.
所以如果我们的把我们在地上的年日时间只建立在一些将来必败亡的事情上面，
If we establish our few years and days upon something that is going to be destroyed,
我们将来在主跟前，我们是会非常的后悔。
Then we will have much regret before him.
所以今天我们个人的生活，整个教会的侍奉，都应当是与基督有关，应当是基督才可以。
So our life and our service, it must be related to Christ and it must be of Christ.
所以时间对神来讲很重要。
So time in God's hand is very important.
时间对我们来讲也是非常的重要。
Time to us is also very important.
时间 对神来讲，他要得着他心中所要得着的。
In time, God wants to gain that which He wants to gain.
时间对我们来讲是神给我们的机会。
Time towards us is an opportunity.
是我们蒙福的机会。
It is a blessed opportunity.
也是我们悔改的机会。
It's also an opportunity to repent.
所以彼得告诉我们。
And so Peter tells us.
有人以为神是单言。
That some people feel that he is slow.
其实神不是单言。
But he is not slow.
神乃是宽容我们。
Yet he is being patient with us.
所以弟兄姊妹，我必须明白今天我们是活在神的宽容底下。
We need to understand that we are living in His forbearance and His patience.
我们但愿主在我们里面给我们有属灵的感觉。
We need to have that spiritual sense within us.
让我们能抓住神今天给我们眼前的机会。
That we can grab a hold of the opportunity God gives us.
我们不仅要在神面前蒙福。
Not only ought we to be blessed before Him.
我们也要把过去所失落的许多东西趁着还有机会要把它赎回过来。
But the many things that we have lost in the past, we need to redeem it now.
我们在圣经里面可以看见。
And so in the Bible we can see.
神用了很多的人物啊来教导我们。
God has used many characters in the Bible to teach us.
有这许多活在当代的这些人物。
These people who have lived in these ages past.
我们看见有很多人他们抓住神给的机会他们就蒙福了。
We see that many are blessed because they grabbed the opportunity.
有的人失去了神给他们的机会就落在很悲惨的光景当中。
And some, they fell into such a pitiful condition when they lost that
opportunity. 所以神告诉我们。
So God tells us.
神爱我们他愿意把很多的机会给我们。
That because He loves us, He's willing to give us many opportunities.
我们在很多人身上甚至看见有的机会成为他们一生中间最关键的时刻。
We see that in many people's lives, they had opportunities that were critical moments.
尤其在他们这个关键的时刻他们所做的决定。非常重要。
And their choices at those critical moments were very important.
如果在这个关键的时刻做了错误的决定，
If they made a wrong decision at that critical moment,
就会在整个一生里面带来很大的危机。
Then God brought such terrible things.
有的人在关键的时刻，他做了正确的决定。
At a critical moment when somebody made the right decision,
甚至把危机转变成为转机。
Even negative things became positive things.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
And so brothers and sisters.
神给我们每一个人只有一生的机会。
God has given all of us only one lifetime's opportunity.
所以我们要非常珍惜今天主还留我们在地上的年日。
So we need to treasure the days that we still have on earth.
我再说。
I say again.
一进入永世。
Once you enter into eternity.
你想后悔就来不及了。
Once you regret,It's too late.
这个悔改是给今天的。
Repentance is for today.
啊，今天这个蒙福也决定在今天。
The decision for being blessed is also for today.
我们需要主特别给我们有够用的恩典。
And so the Lord gives us enough grace.
所以我想今天晚上和明天早晨。
And so for tonight and tomorrow morning.
我要用圣经中的一些的人物啊，我们来讲一些重要的原则。
I want to use some characters in the Bible to.Teach us some principles.
啊，我们特别知道在创世纪里面。
We know especially in the book of Genesis.
啊，有八个人物是代表性的人物。
There are eight characters who are representative.
其实是八组人物。
And it is eight separate categories.
啊，不过呢，其中有几个人我们用它做代表。
And we will use several as representatives.
大家都知道创世纪。所有一些事物好像这八个人物是最重要的。
We know that in several matters in Genesis, there are several characters that are very important.
读创世纪人都晓得亚当、亚伯、以诺、挪亚、亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各、约瑟啊，这八个人物。
We know that there are eight characters. There's Adam, there's Abraham, Jacob, Esau, and etc. Eight of them.
啊这是创世纪给我们看见的重要的八个人物。
There are eight very important characters in Genesis.
但是这八个人物呢分成两个部分。
And there are two categories of these eight people.
前面四个人物呢我们称他为先祖。
The first four, we call them the forefathers.
那么后面四个人物呢我们称他为列祖。
And then the latter four, they are called the, oh, they're also forefathers.
Okay.英文不太好分。
It's hard to separate in English.
那我们晓得这先祖这四个人物呢代表四个重要的原则。
The first four forefathers, they represent very important principles.
那么这后面四个人物呢，也代表着另外四个重要的原则。
And so the latter four, they also bring about four principles.
特别这四个先祖。
Especially the first forefathers.
他们代表着我们生活经历中的一些重要原则。
They teach us some principles in our daily lives.
那么后面的四个人物呢
？The latter four.
他们代表在神的旨意上面的一些重要的原则。
They represent principles according to God's will.
我想呢，我这一次呢，我要用前面先祖的四个人物和弟兄姊妹们来交通。我们在生命经历中的四个重要原则。
I want to use the first four forefathers as representatives for our daily lives and principles in our daily lives.
不错，神在时间中，他所要得着的是一个团体，是教会。
Yes, in time, what God wants to gain is a corporate body.
但是呢，我们个人的经历在神面前也非常的重要。
But our personal experiences before Him are also important.
实在来讲，这些个人的经历不仅关乎到我们个人的蒙恩，也关乎到神整个教会的建立。
Strictly speaking, our own individual salvation is not just for us, but it has to do with the building up of the corporate body.
我感觉在人类堕落之后
，I feel that after the fall of man,
神用这先祖四个人告诉我们，我们在时间中。啊，在生活的经历里面，我们应该注重哪四件重要的事情
？I feel that God has used these first four forefathers to teach us what are the important principles we need to focus on for daily living.
那么今天晚上呢，我们先讲两组重要的人物。
And so tonight we want to speak about two groups.
一个就是亚当夏娃。
The first couple is Adam and Eve.
另外一个是该隐亚伯。
And the second couple is Cain and Abel.
那么我们从这个。亚当夏娃身上
And so from Adam and Eve,
我们要看见什么样的一个重要的原则呢
What is the important principle that we need to see?
就是选择的问题
That is the question of choice.
啊，那么从该隐和亚伯身上呢
And so what about Cain and Abel?
我们要看到献祭的问题
We want to look at the issue of sacrifice.
我想现在呢，请弟兄姊妹呢，和我一同先来读一些圣经
So let's look to the Bible first.
我们把那以弗所书第五章十六十七节再读一下。
And let's also reread Ephesians chapter 5, verse 16 and 17.
要爱惜光阴，因为现今的世代邪恶，不要做糊涂人，要明白主的旨意如何。
Making the most of your time because the days are evil. So then, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is.
创世纪第二章
Genesis chapter 2.
十六十七节
Chapter 16 and 17.
耶和华神吩咐他说的亚当啊园中各样树上的果子你可以随意吃只是分别善恶树上的果子你不可吃因为你吃的日子必定死。
The Lord commanded the man, which is Adam, saying, From any tree of the garden you may eat freely, but from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat, for in the day that you eat from it you will surely die.
第三章第二节到第六节
Chapter 3, verse 2 through 6
女人对蛇说园中树上的果子我们可以吃唯有园当中那棵树上的果子神曾说你们不可吃也不可摸免得你们死蛇对女人说你们不一定死因为神知道你们吃的日子眼睛就明亮你们便如神能知道善恶于是女人见那棵树上的果子好做食物也悦人的眼目且是可喜爱的能使人有智慧就摘下果子来吃了又给她丈夫她丈夫也吃了
The woman said to the serpent From the fruit of the trees of the garden we may eat But from the fruit of the tree which is in the middle of the garden God has said You shall not eat from it or touch it or you will die The serpent said to the woman You surely will not die For God knows that in the day you eat from it Your eyes will be opened And you will be like God Knowing good and evil When the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was a delight to the eyes, and that the tree was desirable to make one wise, she took from its fruit and ate, and she gave also to her husband with her, and he ate.
第四章第一节到第五节。
Chapter 4, verse 1 through 5.
有一日那人和他妻子夏娃同房，夏娃就怀孕生了该隐，便说，耶和华使我得了一个男子，就生了该隐的兄弟亚伯。亚伯是牧羊的，该隐是种地的。有一日该隐拿地里的出产为供物献给耶和华，亚伯也将他羊群中头生的和羊的脂油献上。耶和华看中了亚伯和他的供物，只是看不中该隐和他的供物，该隐就大大的发怒，变了脸色。
Now the man had relations with his wife Eve, and she conceived and gave birth to Cain. And she said, I have gotten a man-child with the help of the Lord. Again she gave birth to his brother Abel. And Abel was a keeper of flocks, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. So it came about in the course of time that Cain brought an offering to the Lord of the fruit of the ground. Abel, on his part, also brought of the firstlings of his flock and of their fat portions. And the Lord had regard for Abel and for his offerings, but for Cain and for his offering he had no regard. So Cain became very angry, and his countenance fell.
诗篇二十五篇
Psalm chapter 25,
第十二节
verse 12.
谁敬畏耶和华，耶和华必指示他当选择的道路。
Who is the man who fears the Lord? He will instruct him in the way he should choose.
我们最后呢读罗马书十二章第一节。
And lastly, we'll turn to Romans chapter 12, verse 1.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。
Therefore, I urge you, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice, acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship.
我想我们首先从亚当夏娃身上看选择的重要。
First, we want to look at the importance of choosing from Adam and Eve.
我想在我们一生的当中，我们有很多选择的机会。
From all our lives, we can see we have many opportunities to choose.
我们都知道在这个选择的时刻，如果我们能做重要的决定，对我们后面的影响会非常的大。
We know that the importance of making the right choice has a great impact on what will happen afterwards.
我们很多年轻人有很多时候在职业上面我们有所选择。
For many of the young people, you have to make a choice regarding your future career.
有的时候我们就非常的困惑，不知道要选什么。
And oftentimes we're confused. We don't know what we ought to choose.
有的人找工作很难，有的人好像又很容易。
For some people, it seems like it's easy to find a job. Others, it's not so easy.
我记得我那个老大呢，他这个他的 postdoc 完了之后，那么他要选择去工作的地方。
I remember my oldest son, after he finished his postdoc, he had to find a place to go next.
他很幸运，他有很多地方要他。
He was very fortunate, many places wanted him.
有时候发现太多地方了，他也伤脑筋。
But if you have too many choices, it's also hard too.
所以我看他整天愁眉不展。
So I found that every day he was always anxious, he was worried.
他常常跟我讲，为什么神不把那些路就断掉，只一个就好了。
He said, why didn't God close all the other ways and just give me that one place?
他每次要选这个地方，他说我可以去这里吗？
Every time he had to choose for a particular place, he said, should I go there?
我就告诉他说，你去的地方必须有一个好的聚会。
I told him, wherever you go, there must be a good fellowship.
你必须把这个作为你选择里面最重要的一个条件。
This ought to be the greatest criteria in your choice.
那个时候他有个地方，他真是夫妻两个都喜欢得不得了。
And at that time, he and his wife, they really liked this one place.
但是左找右找没有聚会地方。
But as they looked right and left, there was no good place to go to,
for a church. 后来感谢主带他们去纽约，还有一个聚会地方。
Then the Lord took them to New York, and there was a place to gather.
所以我们知道有很多时候在我们人生当中我们碰见这个选择的时刻。
We know in our lifetime, we will have many opportunities where we meet a choice.
我们都知道这个选择非常的重要。
And we know that choice is important.
有时候我们选择搬家，这也是一个重要的选择。
Sometimes we choose to move, and that's a very important choice as well.
我亲爱的弟兄姊妹，记得一件事情。
But young brothers and sisters, remember.
婚姻不是选择。
Marriage is not a choice.
圣经告诉我们说婚姻是神配合的。
We know the Bible tells us that God, He matches us.
表面上看起来是我们选这个选那个，对不对？
Outwardly, it looks like you're choosing this or that.
到最后你发觉是神配合。
But at the end, you realize God was the one who matched
you. 当然我们面临这种选择的时候，时刻的确有很多时候我们觉得非常的不容易。
However, when you come down to the choice, you find that it's often very difficult.
但是对于基督徒来讲
But to a Christian,
属灵生活中间的这个选择是更重要。
In our Christian lives, this choice is even more important.
那个影响是更重大。
The impact is even greater.
弟兄姊妹，我们要知道一件事情。
Brothers and sisters, we need to know.
神把这个选择摆在我们的手中来做决定。
God has given us this choice into our hands
for us to decide. 尊重他给人的自由意志。
Because God respects our free will.
我们每一个人都有一个自由的意志。
We all have free will.
这个自由的意志呢，是让我们可以按照我们的眼光，按照我们的需要来做选择的。
This will allows us to choose according to our perspective.
但是我们都知道
But we know.
当我们选择错误的时候
When we choose wrong.
哎呀，那个后果有时候是十分的严重。
The consequences often are very severe.
一个对的选择呢，常常引进很大的祝福。
A right choice can bring in great blessing.
所以有一个原则我们必须牢牢记住。
And so we need to remember this principle.
选择的对错是我们的事。
Now the right or wrong of a choice, it is our matter.
但是那个结果的成败呢，是在神的手中的。
But the results are within the hand of God.
所以很多时候面临这些情况的时候呢。
So oftentimes when we come to these situations,
我们要非常的谨慎。
We need to be very careful.
弟兄姊妹，你从亚当和夏娃的身上你看见他们做了一个错误的选择。
From Adam and Eve, we see that they made the wrong decision.
所以神给我们有很大的一个警戒。
And so God gives us a great warning.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
因为他们错误的选择
Because of the wrong choice,
带下了一个可怕的结果。
It brought a terrible result.
当然我们都知道当神造了亚当夏娃之后就把他们放在伊甸园的里面。
We do know that God, after He created Adam and Eve, He placed them within the Garden of Eden.
而伊甸园的那个中心点有两棵重要的树。
And at the center of this garden, there are two important trees.
一个是生命树。
One is the tree of life.
一个是分别善恶树。
The other is the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
也可以说是知识树。
It is a tree of knowledge.
我们都知道夏娃跟亚当选择了知识树。
We know that Eve and Adam, they chose the tree of knowledge.
他们没有拣选生命树。
They did not choose the tree of life.
弟兄姊妹们，我们很稀奇，这一幅简单的图画。
Brothers and sisters, we are amazed at such a simple illustration.
成了后来人类历史中间的一个决定性的一个关键性的东西。
It became an absolute decision for all of mankind.
一直到今天，地上的教会都还在这样的一个原则的里面。
Even for the church today, we are still living in the same principle.
我们能看见今天地上整个基督教的光景。
We see the condition of all of Christianity today.
人像我们的老祖宗一样，我们人就做错误的选择。
Man, just like our first forefathers, we make the wrong decision.
所以很多基督徒拣选知识，不拣选生命。
Many Christians, they choose knowledge and not life.
哎呀，当我们读这个创世纪的时候啊。
And so when we read Genesis,
我们说哎呀这个夏娃怎么这么愚蠢呢
?We see Eve and we say, how stupid could she be?
她如果拣选了生命树多好呢
?If only she had chosen life, that would be so much better.
所以很多人讲说神啊你如果再来一遍。
And so some say, God, why don't you do it again?
你把我放在那个园子里面。
Put me in that garden.
我是一定拣选生命的。
I will choose life, for sure.
是的吗
Is that true?
真的吗?
Really?
所以我有时候跟青年弟兄姊妹讲。
And so sometimes I tell the young people.
你回家看看你的书柜。
When you go home, look at your bookcase.
生命的东西多还是知识东西多呢?
Are the things of life more or do you have more things of wisdom, knowledge?
所以可见我们一点都不比夏娃更聪明。
And so we're not smarter than Eve.
我们人就犯同样的错误。
We make the same wrong choice.
今天人文主义的东西大量进入教会。
The things of human knowledge have entered greatly into
the church. 我们高举人的智慧，高举人的知识，高举人的经验。
We elevate people's knowledge and their experiences.
到处你在神的百姓中都看见这些东西。
We see this everywhere among God's people.
而今天真正重视生命，活在生命感觉中的人 似乎越来越少。
And for those who truly hold on to life and the principle of life, there are few.
所以这是多么严肃的一个提醒呢？
This is such a serious reminder.
我们看见亚当夏娃因为这个错误的选择，
We see Adam and Eve because of their wrong choice.
造成了非常非常大的影响。
It created a very important and a terrible impact.
整个万有都因为他们这样的一个拣选而堕落。
The entire universe fell because of their choice.
所以选择不是件小事情。
And so choice is no small thing.
神留我们在时间当中。
God has left us in time.
神给我们有自由的意志。
God has given us free will.
神让我们自己来做选择。
And He allows us to choose.
有很多读经人常讲，为什么神那个时候啊？不弄个篱笆把那个知识树给它围起来。
So some people say, why didn't God just create a fence around that tree of knowledge of good and evil?
那样他们就不会犯错了，对不对？
Then they wouldn't do anything wrong.
啊，弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
你要知道神做事的法则。
You must know God's ways.
他在属灵的事上从来不勉强任何人。
In His ways, He will never force us.
他把决定的权利放在你的手中。
He gives you the power to choose.
你自己来选择。
You choose for yourself.
你是要选择生命呢，你还是选择知识？
Do you choose life or do you choose knowledge?
这个由你来做决定。
You have to choose.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
我们看见亚当夏娃做了一个何等错误的选择。
We see that Adam and Eve, they made such a wrong choice.
啊，不仅把他们自己陷在一个痛苦的环境里面。
Not only did they fall into such a terrible condition,
他们被神赶出伊甸园。
They were cast out of the garden.
也使他们的后后代代的子孙们通通陷在咒诅的里面。
And all of the generations afterwards, they all fell in under the curse.
所以弟兄姊妹们，在属灵的事情上面，
in spiritual matters,
拣选是很重要的。
Choice is very important.
请我们记得，神只给我们一生。
Remember, God only gives us one life.
如果我们的选择有了错误，
If we make the wrong choice,
可能会叫我们这一生在神的跟前都失去他所有的价值。
Then perhaps we have lost all the value of his life.
让我们回头再看一看啊。
Shall we look back?
他们这个错误选择的原因到底是什么？
The reason for them making this wrong decision?
我们知道当初呢，神对这个亚当说这句话的时候，
We know that in the beginning when God spoke this word to him,
就神说园中树上各样的果子你都可以吃。
When he said to Adam, out of the garden you can have of any tree.
可以随意吃。
You can eat whatever, from whatever tree.
只是分别树上，分别三个树上的果子你不能吃。
Except from the tree of knowledge of good and evil, you shall not eat.
因为你吃的日子必定死。
For in the day that you eat from it, you will surely die.
我们知道这句话是神对亚当说的。
We know that this word was spoken to Adam.
当神说完这句话之后，神才开始造夏娃。
And after he spoke this, then he began to create Eve.
啊，所以呢，可见夏娃呢，知道这些话是从亚当来的。
So Eve knew of these words from Adam.
所以头一个世纪最早，不是头一个世纪，最早人类我们就看见有传话的问题。
And so we know that from the very beginning, they had this problem of communication.
简单来讲，就是有讲道的问题。
Simply put, preaching, they had a problem.
那么，因为神把话给了亚当。
Because God gave this word to Adam.
其实我在想，亚当要传这个道很简单，只有三句话。
And I thought about it. I thought it's actually very easy. It's only three phrases.
啊，这三句话应该很容易记的。
These three phrases, it should be very easy to remember.
我们不知道中间这个差错在哪里。
We don't know exactly where it went wrong.
是不是因为亚当传这个话有错误呢？
Was it because Adam, when he communicated it, he said wrong?
或者是夏娃听这个话有误解呢？
Or Eve, she misunderstood when she heard these words?
你知道今天在教会里面这个讲道常常有这种事情。
We know that in today's time, when we preach, there's often these issues.
有的人道是讲得准确。
Some people, when they speak or preach, the words are right.
但是听的人误解。
But the listeners, they misunderstand.
那么有的人呢，可能是讲就讲错了。
Some, when they preach, they say the wrong thing.
所以听的人就错了。
So then the listener is wrong.
所以呢，亚当是人类历史上头一个传道的。
So Adam is the first one who had to communicate.
头一个讲道。
The first one who preached.
头一个讲道就出问题了。
And problems came.
啊，所以你看见神对亚当说呢， 你要吃那棵树上的果子，你是必定死。
God said to Adam that if you eat the fruit of that tree, you will surely die.
当蛇来引诱夏娃的时候
，And so when the serpent came to tempt Eve,
你看夏娃是怎么说的呢
？What did Eve say?
她说神曾说，
She said,
她不说亚当说的，她神曾说。
She said, God has said, not Adam said.
你们不可吃
，You shall not eat from it,
也不可摸
，or touch it,
免得你们死
，or you will die.
这个必定死啊，跟这个免得死，我们差了一个字，这个差别就很大。
This surely you will die or you will die. There's a great difference in this one word.
所以呢，神的话只要被稍微的误解一点点。
So if you have misunderstood his God's word just a little bit,
那个整个的后果就完全不一样。
The result is entirely different.
哇，这个蛇多么的狡猾。
This serpent is so crafty.
他一听夏娃这么讲，马上话就追上去了。
As soon as he heard Eve's words, immediately he responded.
他说：“你们不一定死。”
He said, "Surely you will not die."
他就把夏娃所讲的话呢，往那个错误的方向再推，再往前推一推。
So he pushed the wrong direction of Eve's words already.
然后再加上一些注解。
And added some explanations.
他说：“因为神知道啊。”
He said, "Because God knows."
你们吃的日子眼睛就明亮了，你们变如神，能知道善恶。
That the day you eat from it, your eyes will be open. You'll be like God, knowing good and evil.
因为对神话语的一个错误的领会。
Because of a misunderstanding of God's words.
再加上仇敌加上这个注解。
In addition to the enemy's explanation.
所以呢，夏娃就忍不住。这个试探和引诱。
And so Eve was tempted.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
我们要知道这个知识树的引诱是一个高级的引诱。
We must know that the temptation of the tree of knowledge of good and evil is a very high and lofty temptation.
我们不要低估了亚当夏娃的智慧。
Do not look down upon, the wisdom of Adam and Eve.
老实讲在整个人类的历史中间呢
Truthfully speaking, all of mankind's history,
这个亚当这么聪明。
No one can compare to how smart Adam was.
我们相信夏娃被造出来的时候也是非常的聪明。
We believe that when Eve was created, she was just as intelligent.
但是圣经已经告诉我们，人的智慧是斗不过仇敌的智慧。
But the Bible tells us that man's intelligence cannot compete with the enemy's intelligence.
今天有很多人呢，有点学问呢，他那个，哎，觉得自己了不起。
For some who are learned, they may feel that they're pretty good or something.
你看我懂哲学。
See, I understand philosophy.
我懂科学。
I understand science.
我懂心理学。
I understand psychology.
弟兄姊妹们，我常常有时跟他们讲，我说哈，魔鬼怕你的哲学吗
？I would tell them, is Satan afraid of your philosophy?
你把你的哲学搬到魔鬼面前，魔鬼看了就好笑。
If you bring your philosophy before the enemy, he's going to laugh.
你那一点科学的知识呢？放在仇敌的跟前的从仇敌根本不屑一顾。
The little bit of science that you know, you bring it before the enemy, he doesn't even look upon it.
所以弟兄姊妹们
So brothers and sisters,
人的智慧是斗不过仇敌的。
Man's wisdom cannot compete, it cannot compare to the enemy.
侍奉神用我们人的智慧是完全错误的一件事。
So for us to use our own intelligence to serve God is wrong.
所以在哥林多前书第二章
And so in 1 Corinthians chapter 2,
保罗就告诉我们
Paul tells us,
世上世人的智慧在神看来是愚拙的。
The intelligence of man is foolishness before God.
那是一个败亡之人的智慧。
That is something where you are lifting up man.
感谢主，我们一蒙恩得救之后啊
We thank the Lord that after we have been saved,
神就把一个在万有之上这个荣耀的智慧赐给我们了。
God has given us a glorious wisdom.
保罗称这个智慧为奥秘，神奥秘的智慧。
Paul calls this wisdom a wisdom that understands the mystery of God.
这个智慧叫我们能明白神的事情。
This wisdom allows us to understand the things of God.
是我们天然的头脑，我们可以赶不上很多人的聪明。不懂哲学也不懂科学没有关系。
Our human smarts, perhaps we may not understand some of man's philosophies or science.
那些懂哲学懂科学的人呢、啊、 不懂你那个里面的奥秘。
Because those who understand philosophy or science, they do not understand the mystery within you.
因为你知道神的奥秘。
Because you know the mystery of God.
你认识主耶稣基督神的儿子。
You know Jesus Christ, the Son of God.
其实这是更高的一个智慧。
This is a higher wisdom.
所以我们看见亚当夏娃，神已经告诉我们，今天我们侍奉神是不能用人的智慧。
So Adam and Eve, they show us that today in serving God, we cannot use man's wisdom.
所以撒旦用这个知识术来引诱亚当夏娃。
So Satan used the tree of knowledge of good and evil to tempt Adam and Eve.
这是最高级的一个引诱。
This is the highest level of temptation.
人在这个引诱跟前站立不住。
Man cannot stand before this temptation.
首先他用这些错误的话就把我们的心把夏娃的心给他动摇了。
So the enemy used these wrong words and moved and shook the heart of Eve.
然后你看见夏娃下面呢就看那个果子越看越美丽。
And so now we see Eve, the more she looked at the fruit, the more beautiful it became.
我想这是一个原则。
This is a principle.
我们当初也不懂为什么神造那个树上那个果子造得特别美丽。
At first, we don't understand why is it that when God created the fruit of that tree, why did it look so good?
而生命树的果子呢就不好看。
And the fruit on the tree of life, it didn't look so good.
所以主耶稣到地上来说没有加薪美容。
When the Lord Jesus came to earth, he was not comely in his appearance. He was dry like the parched land.
以赛亚说啊，连我们看见他都不羡慕。
Isaiah said that we would not even look upon him a second time.
所以这是神刻意这样做的。
This is what God can do.
神把那个重要的东西呢，不用外面美丽的包装。
The things that are important, he does not wrap it up in something beautiful on the outside.
因为神希望人能够懂得神给的东西的重要。那个选择啊，重要的东西。
Because God wants us to make the right choice for the things that are important.
而这个分别三个树的果子呢，是很好看的。
The fruit on the tree of knowledge of good and evil, it looked good.
圣经说呢，悦人眼目，一看就爱。
And the Bible tells us it was a delight to the eyes.
今天我们看见这个地上，凡是能吸引人眼目的东西都是好看的。
We know that all the things that attract our eyes are delightful to our eyes. They look pretty.
我们看那些知识，看那些学校里面的东西，哎呀，那个真是吸引人啊。
When we see knowledge and the things at school, it really attracts us.
我们看在教会里面讲什么生命，讲什么经历，这个好像不吸引人。
And at church, when we talk about life and we talk about experience, it's not as attractive.
所以呢，弟兄姊妹们，约翰就告诉我们。
So brothers and sisters, John tells us
人里面有眼目的情欲
that we, man inside, we have the lust of the eyes.
所以这提醒我们今天我们很多的选择不要根据眼目的情欲
So this is a reminder that for many of our choices, we ought not to follow the lust of our eyes.
不仅悦人眼目
Not only was it desirable to the eyes,
它也是可喜爱的
It was also that one that was good.
这个眼睛一看呀、啊，一看呢、啊，这个心就爱上了。
As soon as you saw it with your eyes, your heart longed after it.
这个是肉体的情欲。
This is the lust of the flesh.
这多么厉害的东西啊
！It's such a severe thing.
这个原则也都没有改变。
This principle has not changed.
今天呢，你看，凡在主耶稣主之外的那些东西，很多东西都是这样。很容易吸引人的眼目，很容易这样就让人爱上。
We see that many things that have nothing to do with the Lord, it really attracts us.
那么还有。更好的呢
And even better.
它会使人有智慧。
It will make you wise.
我们都希望我们能成为聪明的人。
We all want to be intelligent people.
所以你看今天在美国很多年轻人尤其我们这个东方人啊。
And so,
我们个个都希望进名校对不对
So many of us, young people, especially those of us who are Asians, we want to go into an Ivy League school.
哇如果我们从名校出来你看看这个多么多么的可以夸耀
If we graduated from a school with a good name, we have something to boast of.
我们从名校出来的人很骄傲
Because we came from a good name school, so we're very proud.
所以这个叫今生的骄傲
This is the pride of life.
所以弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
在约翰写约翰一书的时候
When John wrote 1 John,
我们就看见仇敌在地上工作的原则没有改变。
We see that the principle of how the enemy works, he has not changed.
所以结果呢，就促成了夏娃做了一个可怕的决定。
And so the results ended up with Eve making a terrible decision.
她就拣选了这个知识树。
She chose from the tree of knowledge.
吃了这个果子。
And ate the fruit.
然后他把这个果子也给夏娃亚当吃。
And also gave the fruit to her husband Adam.
我们看奇怪，亚当怎么也不讲话呢？
And so we find it strange. Why didn't Adam say anything?
亚当实在太爱夏娃了。
Adam truly loved Eve.
他就想呢。要死不让你一个人死，我跟你一起死好了。
He thought, if you die, I would rather die with you.
所以他不讲话就吃。
So he didn't say anything, he just ate of it.
啊，弟兄姊妹，真是悲剧啊。
This is so tragic.
结果我们看见他们一吃，天地都变色。
As soon as they ate, the heaven and the earth changed colors.
所以神用亚当夏娃告诉我们，基督徒在生命中的选择非常的重要。
God used Adam and Eve to show us that our choices are very important.
这也是今天我们的时间中间啊，我们所能做的重要的决定。
And this is also a very important choice we need to make in time.
我们如果读旧约以色列的人的历史，
If we read the history of the Israelites in the Old Testament,
我们看见很多人他们做了错误的选择的时候，不仅他们个人遭受很大的损失，
many,
甚至以色列整个国家带进大的灾难。
Many people, many individuals, when they made the wrong choice, not only did they bring harm to themselves, but to the entire nation of Israel.
在个人的经历上，你看亚伯拉罕跟罗德的也是个例子，对不对？
So in, on the individual level, we see Abraham and Lot, they are examples for us too.
亚伯拉罕是一个认识神的人。
Abraham, he knew God.
所以当他跟罗德他们因为太富有了而不能住在一起的时候，
When Abraham was with Lot, they were very wealthy, so they could not stay together.
亚伯拉罕就对罗德说，让你选。
So Abraham said to Lot, you may choose.
本来他是侄儿，他应该客气点，让舅舅选，叔叔选，对不对？
Now Lot, because he's a nephew, he ought to be more courteous, allow his uncle to choose.
他也老实不客气就选了。
But he was, he just chose for himself.
结果选了索多玛去了。
And he chose Sodom.
是吧？我们知道那个后来的他的家族的命运也是非常的悲惨的。
We know the end result of his family. We know it was also very tragic.
感谢神，亚伯拉罕把拣选的权柄摆在神的手中。
We thank the Lord. Abraham gave the power of choosing within the hand of God.
他让神为他来做选。
He allowed God to choose for him.
哇，神的祝福就临到他。
So God greatly blessed him.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
如果你要再找，你像在四世纪。第五章第八节呢有这样的话。
In Judges chapter 8, we also see.
底波拉做了一首诗歌。
Deborah, she wrote a hymn.
她说以色列人选择心事，征战的事就临到城门了。
Deborah wrote.
精神，他们选择精神。
That if you have chosen God, then God will bless.
他们忘记了约书亚对他们说的话。
They forgot the words that Joshua had said to them.
约书亚在晚年的时候曾经把以色列人招聚了。
We know that at the past, Joshua had also spoken to all of Israel.
约书亚对他们说，
Joshua said to them,
如果你们觉得耶和华不好，那么你们就随便选吧。
If you feel that Jehovah has not given you correctly, then you can choose.
但是约书亚讲了一句有名的话，对不对？
And so Joshua then spoke something very famous.
至于我和我们的全家必定侍奉耶和华。
But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
他们选择跟随耶和华。
They chose to follow Jehovah.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
So brothers and sisters,
当他过世，那一代的长老们都过世的时候，
After he passed away and all the elders at that time, after they passed away,
以色列人在选择的事情上犯了重大的错误。
Israel, in this matter of their choice, they made a great error.
结果整个四世纪都落在黑暗的光景中。
And so all of Judges, it was in darkness.
我想弟兄姊妹们，我们如果仔细的读，还有很多例子可以说的。
If we read carefully, there's so many more examples we can speak of.
这些都是提醒我们一个基督徒在神跟前选择的重要。
This reminds us of the importance of a Christian making a choice.
那么今天我们如何能够做一个正确的选择呢？
So today, how can we make the right choice?
我们都知道这个选择在我们人生中选择是考验我们的智慧，考验我们的经验，对不对？
We know that when we make a choice, it tests our wisdom and our experiences.
在我们的一生当中，许多时间，我们的选择都是根据我们的智慧，根据我们的经验。
Now, oftentimes when we make a choice, it is based upon our intelligence and our past experiences.
很多时候，因为根据我们的智慧和经验，做了错误的选择。
But oftentimes, according to our own wisdom and experience, we make the wrong choice.
所以基督徒不要靠自己的智慧。
So Christians, do not follow your own wisdom.
不要靠自己的经验。
Do not trust your own experience.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
我们要按照神所教导的在神面前来做选择。
We need to make choices according to God's teaching.
诗篇25篇12节告诉我们，
In Psalm 25 verse 12 it tells us,
一个人如果能敬畏神，
If a man fears the Lord,
神就会指示他当拣选的道路。
He will instruct him in the way he should choose.
所以如果今天我们要在路上能有正确的选择，你必须要有敬畏神的心。
And so today, if you want to make the right choice, you must fear the Lord.
我们发现呢，在现代的很多基督徒啊，
We find that many Christians today,
好像我们里面对神这个敬畏的感觉呢，非常的淡薄。
We have a very shallow sense of fearing the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
箴言也很清楚的话告诉我们，
Proverbs also tells us clearly
敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端，
that fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge.
一个人当他开始里面对神有敬畏的时候，他就开始有智慧。
When a person begins to fear the Lord, they begin to have wisdom.
一个敬畏神的人呢，他绝不会自以为是。
A person who fears the Lord will not think that they are anything.
因为敬畏神的缘故，
Because of fearing the Lord,
有的话他就不敢随便讲，
There are some things that they're not willing to say,
有的事他就不敢随便做，
And not willing to do anything.
我们知道像保罗到他生命成熟的时候，
We know that Paul, when he was more mature and aged,
他常常说主若许可我就这样做，
He often says, if the Lord allows, I will then do this.
因为他里面有敬畏神的心，
Because he feared the Lord.
他不敢凭着自己来做什么决定。
He was not willing to make any decision on his own.
更是不能胆大妄为。就是胆子很大。
And he was not willing to be bold.
弟兄姊妹们，今天我们看见在教会的侍奉上，有很多人真是胆大妄为。
Brothers and sisters, oftentimes we see people in their service, they're very bold.
自以为有智慧，自以为有经验，自以为有办法，就是照着自己的方法就做。
You feel that you have your own wisdom, your own experience, your own ways, and you just do it on your own.
甚至也强迫别人跟着一起做。
And you force others to do it too.
真是非常的可怕。
It's very terrible.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
在我们碰见很多事物的时候，
When we meet many matters,
基督徒要防备一件事情，千万不要冲动。
Brothers and sisters, we need to be careful to not be impulsive.
有时候突然来的一个意念呢，
When all of a sudden you have a thought.
我有时候学一点经验也告诉弟兄姊妹这样。
And after learning, I have also spoken to brothers and sisters.
这个意念一起来的时候啊，
As soon as this idea comes,
你不要马上就说马上就做。
Do not just say it and do it right away.
你把它带到神的跟前呢，让它冷静一下。
Bring it before the Lord.
主不会耽误事情的。
And allow it to cool. The Lord will not, he will not wait.
我们有时候太冲动了。
We're too impulsive.
我们希望主让我们养成一个敬畏神的一个态度。
We need to have the attitude of fearing the Lord.
你只要敬畏神，
as long as,
神一定指示你当行的路。
As long as you fear the Lord, he will show you the way you ought to choose.
会让你有正确的选择。
So that you can have the right choice.
当然第二个点。
Secondly,
我们需要学会听神的话。
We need to listen to him.
那么今天呢，我要特别强调就是，我们希望我们能够准确的听神的话。
Today I want to emphasize that we need to accurately listen to God's word.
凡圣经中所有的，我们要尊重。
All the things that are in the Bible, we need to honor it.
圣经中所没有的，我们要把它撇弃的。
The things that are not in the Bible, we need to cast aside.
我们绝不随己意来解释圣经。
We do not want to interpret the Bible on our own.
弟兄姊妹们，听神的话是非常重要的。
Listening to God's word is very important.
我们在生活中有时候碰见很多的东西啊，我们都不知道该怎么样做。
In our daily lives, we may meet many things that we don't know what to do.
弟兄姊妹，若是有神的话在里面指引的话呢？
But if you have God's word directing you,
我们就可以做正确的一个选择。
Then you can make the right choice.
还有一个很重要的点，
Another important matter,
就是我们对主要有爱慕。
We must love the Lord.
一个人真正爱主， 就可能做正确的选择。
If you truly love the Lord, then you are able to make the right choice.
你们记得在路加福音第十章里面
，You remember in Luke chapter 10,
主耶稣来到伯大尼的家里面。
The Lord Jesus, he came to the house in Bethany.
啊，马大在那忙得不得了。
Martha was there, and she was very busy.
而玛利亚就坐在主的脚前。
And Mary came and sat at the feet of the Lord.
马大发怨言了。
And Martha complained.
马大对主说：“主啊，你看我一个人忙，你为什么不叫我的妹妹来帮助我呢
？”She said, "Lord, you do not care that my sister is not helping me."
啊，主就告诉马大说。
And so the Lord said to Martha,
马大，马大，你为很多事物忙碌。
Martha, Martha, you're worried and bothered about many things.
但是不可少的只有一件事情。
But only one thing is necessary.
玛利亚已经拣选了上好的福分。
Mary has chosen the better part.
因为玛利亚的心在主身上。
Because Mary's heart was upon the Lord.
你知道我们在教会中服侍，有时候服侍来服侍去，忙乱的时候呢，心都在事物上，对不对
？You know, when we serve in the church, oftentimes we have so many things. Our heart are on the matters.
我们应当学会每时每刻。把我们的心都摆在主身上。
We need to learn every moment to place our hearts upon the Lord.
在我们心思意念的那个中心点的地位上面，绝不容许任何的东西代替主的自己。
In the matter of where we place our heart and our mind, we can never substitute our Lord Jesus for anything else.
你学会在许多事物上，你一样连于主的自己。
And it's the same regarding many issues or matters. We need to place it.Place upon the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们，一个爱主的人呢
？For one who loves the Lord.
啊，跟一个不懂得爱主的人在侍奉上面有很大的差别。
There's a great difference between one who does not love the Lord.
啊，这个爱主是一个上好的选择。
Loving the Lord is choosing the better part.
啊，像在中古时期，有个弟兄叫 Nicholas Herman 啊，这么一个人。
Many years past, there is a brother called Nicholas Herman.
啊，这个弟兄呢，那是一个欧洲人呢。他呢做事情呢这个手脚很笨。
This brother, he's a European. When he did things, he was often very clumsy.
做什么事都做不好。
He was not able to do anything well.
当然那个时候在天主教的时代。
And of course, that was during the time of Catholicism.
所以他就跑到了一个修道院里面去烧饭去。
So he went into a monastery to be a cook.
啊，就像 Lawrence 弟兄一样。
Just like Brother Lawrence.
啊，他就在那里烧饭说。他就学会了里面亲近神。
And as he was working in the kitchen, he learned how to come before the presence of the Lord. And in everything, he brought it to the Lord.
结果在他的生命中啊，经历主的这个经历啊，变成一个宝贝。
And so his experience of experiencing the Lord was very precious.
很多人从老远的地方跑来啊，到他那个厨房里面跟他交通了。
Many people came from a long ways off to come into his kitchen to have fellowship with him.
哎呦，他们就觉得这个弟兄里面对主的认识。这么样的宝贵
，They felt that this brother, his knowledge, understanding of the Lord is so precious.
所以他们就把他所讲的话都记录下来。
So they recorded down all of his words.
后来成了一本很有名的书。
And then it became a very famous book.
叫《操练与神同在》。
Experiencing or training of God's presence.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见
？So we see.
任何人都可以啊。活在与主的交通里面。
Anyone can live in the fellowship of the Lord.
愿主吸引我们的心。
May the Lord attract our hearts.
像吸引玛利亚一样。
To attract us like Mary.
我们把全心的爱摆在主的身上。
So all of our love will be upon our Lord.
弟兄姊妹，这是最好的一个选择。
Brothers and sisters, this is the best choice.
当然，还有一个重要的点。
Of course, another important point.
当我们有很多的道理、很多的知识。
Much knowledge and understanding.
缺乏的时候
when we are lacking in it,
你不要忘记
do not forget.
神把一个生命给我们
God has given us life.
跟着生命的感觉
follow the sense of life.
跟着生命的感觉，主也会让你做正确的选择
When you follow the sense of life, you will also make the right choice.
当我们有时候祷告，我们真是不知道前途该如何
Oftentimes when we pray, we really do not know what to do.
也不知道这件事情该怎样选择的时候
or how to choose in this matter.
生命的感觉在里面。
The sense of life will be within us.
你如果觉得是平安的
if you feel peace,
你觉得是蛮有生命的
and if you feel it is full of life,
你可以就放心的去做选择
then you can relax and make your decision.
如果你生命中觉得不安呢
if you feel unsettled,
弟兄姊妹们，你就顺着生命的感觉停顿下来
then follow the sense of life and stop.
所以呢，弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters,
我们基督徒呢是有一些路可以帮助我们 在我们一生的生活中做正确的选择。
As Christians, we do have some paths that will help us to make the right choice.
弟兄姊妹，我再说。
So brothers and sisters, I say again.
这个选择也是只有在时间中我们来经历的。
This choice can only be done, can be made in time.
因为一进入永远，你就不需要选择了。
Because once you're in eternity, you have no reason to make a choice.
没有什么东西好选择的。
Nothing else to choose.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，只有在时间中。
Only in time.
啊、主把选择的这个权利交在我们的手里。
God has given us the power to make a choice.
我们的选择跟我们个人的蒙恩有很大的关系。
These choices has greatly to do with our salvation.
甚至有的时候在教会中一个正确的选择给弟兄姊妹们带来很大的祝福。
And oftentimes the right choice will bring great blessing to brothers and sisters.、
啊、对不起，我想我们要用点时间来看该隐跟亚伯、啊、
Now we need to use some time to look at Cain and Abel.
那么神借着这一组人物告诉我们如何来献祭。
God used these two people to show us how to make a sacrifice.
那么献祭是什么意思？
What does it mean to sacrifice?
跟我们的生命有什么关系？
What does it have to do with our lives?、
啊、我们一般来讲基督徒讲献祭就是奉献。
Now, for many of us as Christians, we talk about consecration.
基督徒应该有奉献的生活。
That we need to have a life of consecration.
在世界上面来讲的话呢
，In the world,
他们就叫做献身。
They call it giving up.
啊，你看今天有很多年轻人为了爱国家献身当兵去了。
So many people they say because they are patriotic, they want to give their lives to the country.
那么这也是一种奉献。
This is also a type of sacrifice.
是一种的牺牲。
It's a type of giving.
是一种完全的一种投入。
It's an absolute sacrifice and giving.
因为我们知道古时候献祭啊，这只羊羔如果摆在祭坛上的话呢，它的所有生命都在上面。
In ancient times, when a lamb was placed upon the altar, its entire life was placed there.
献祭是要杀生，是要流血的。
Sacrifice means death. It means you must bleed.
啊，按我们简单的话来讲
，Simply put，
就是为了这件事，你把命都投上去了。
That for this matter, you place your life upon it.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
今天主把我们留在时间当中。
Today, God has left us in time.
有什么东西是值得我们都把命摆上去的呢？
What is worthy of us to place our entire life upon it?
这个也是非常重大的一个影响。
This is also a great impact.
因为我们在人生的里面，我们有很多重要的事情要求我们怎么样，能把我们的整个性命都摆上去。
Because in our lives, there are many things that also ask us to place our entire life upon it.
给你们讲一件很有趣的事情。
I'll give you a very interesting story.
我从前有一个声乐老师。
In the past, I used to have a biology teacher.
他呢是一个音乐迷啊。
Or a vocal teacher. He was very famous.
那么我就跟他上课，第一天他就告诉我。
And so the first day that I went to the lesson, he told me.
他说你啊，要把唱歌看得比你的性命更重要。
He said you need to look at singing more important than your own life.
因为他也是基督徒了，我说对不起啊，我说我的命已经献给主了。
He's also a Christian, so I said, I'm sorry, I already gave my life to the Lord.
他说你只有把唱歌看得比你的命更重要，你将来才能唱得非常的好。
He told me that only if you look at singing as something more important than your own life, then you can sing well.
世界上每一样事物都是的，你如果不把自己的所有一生都投进去，你不可能产生那么好的效果，对不对呢？
It's the same thing with many things in this world. If you do not put all of your energy and your life into it, then the results will not be good.
弟兄姊妹们，对我们基督徒属灵的生命的成长来讲，这更是一个重要的决定。
And so as Christians, regarding our life and our growth, this is also such an important decision.
很多基督徒的生命所以不能成长，就是因为奉献不对，你知道吗？
Many Christians' lives, they cannot grow because their sacrifice is wrong.
或者没有奉献。
Or they have not sacrificed.
你看在我们的一生中，我们把大多数重要的时间都献给世界。
We see that we have placed many of our energy and everything into the things of the world.
有人献给他的工作。
Some have sacrificed to their work.
哇，你如果这样做，按一个老板高兴得不得了。
If you do this, your boss will be so happy.
是吧？我现在看见在美国越来越是这样。
We see in America, it's more and more like this.
啊，那个老板呢，一天上十个钟头的班，你要跟他比他更多，他就高兴。
Employers work 10 hours, and if you can work more than them, they're greatly overjoyed.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters,
世界的要求，有人把整个一生 那重要是都投在家庭里面。
Some requirements in the world, some say that you must place everything into your family.
当然，这是我们的生活，我们是需要照顾的。
Of course, this has to do with our life. We do need to take care of it.
但是我们做基督徒，我们要知道这个不值得我们去拼命。
But as Christians, we know that we do not have to suffer so much for it.
不值得我们把一生都投上去。
That we do not need to put our entire life into it.
我们知道我们的生命是主所救赎。
We know that our life has been redeemed by the Lord.
我们这个命是属于主的。
Our life belongs to the Lord.
我们应该全心为着主。
We need to be entirely for the Lord.
这并不表示说你全心为着主你就不顾家了，对不对？
This doesn't mean that because you're entirely for the Lord, you do not care about your family.
以诺与神同行三百年。
Enoch walked with the Lord for 300 years. We'll talk about it later.
但他仍旧生儿养女。
But yet he still raised children.
啊，弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
我们的这个摆上。
This sacrifice
跟我们将来在神跟前的得与失发生重要的关系
has a great relationship whether we gain or we lose before the Lord in eternity.
保罗非常注重这件事
Paul is very careful to emphasize this.
在腓立比书里面他就告诉我们
In Philippians he tells us.
他说如果我活着是基督我死了就有益处
He said, if I die, it is gain.
只有你全心为着基督你死了才叫做真正的得
If I have gained and done everything for Christ and I die, then that is true gain.
所以因此在我的生命中看万事作为有损的
So that I can see and count everything as loss.
保罗知道一件事情如果我把我的心摆在世界任何一件事情上面都是损失
Paul knew that if he placed his heart upon anything or matter in this world, it is lost.
只有摆在主身上，你才真正的得。
If you have placed your heart on the Lord, then you have gained.
哇，这是何等的眼光啊！
This is such a perspective.
所以今天我们需要有这种的眼光。
We need to have that same perspective.
因为假使我们今天在献祭的事上犯了错误。
If today we place the wrong sacrifice,
会叫我们的一生都枉费
then we will waste our entire life.
我们在地上也等于是徒劳，你做的一切事都没有多少价值。
You can say that everything you do in this world is in vain and there's no value to it.
我们前面讲过
we have said before,
在时间中
in time,
只有跟基督发生的关系有永远的价值。
Anything that is related to Christ has eternal value.
凡是与基督无关的东西
Anything that does not have to do with Christ
最后都变成粪土
At the end will be rubbish and dung
啊，弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters
今天主还留我们在时间当中
The Lord has kept us allowed us to remain here in time
这个是你我需要做决定的
This is a choice we need to make
也是我们自愿的决定
And also a voluntary choice
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters
所以我们从该隐和亚伯的故事上面看见这个献祭它的意义。
So we see the meaning of sacrifice from the story of Cain and Abel.
我们要注意一件事情、啊。
We need to pay attention to something.
就是呢，该隐和亚伯他们的献祭都是给神的。
That Cain and Abel, their sacrifice both were for God.
该隐也不是为了世界、啊。
Cain wasn't for the world.
该隐所做的是为了神呐、啊。
What Cain did was for God.
因为该隐也知道做为世界是没有价值的。
Because Cain also knew there is no value of doing anything for the world.
一切都应该为着神。
All should be for God.
但是从该隐和亚伯的身上让我们看见。
But from Cain and Abel we see.
就是我们奉献也有对和错的。
That even if you sacrifice, there is a right and wrong.
今天我们有许多时候，你看见在整个基督教里面是鼓励人奉献，对不对
？We see that in Christianity today, everybody is encouraging you to sacrifice.
但是他们的故事告诉我们，你奉献还要献得对才行。
But in their story, it tells us that you must sacrifice correct.
如果献得不对的话呢
？If you sacrifice incorrectly,
你就枉费了。
Then you have wasted it.
所以让我们看一看从。该隐从亚伯的献祭上面啊
，So let's look at the sacrifices of Cain.
有什么样的原则是警告我们的
？What are the principles that warn us？
首先我们来看该隐为什么犯错。
First, let's look at why Cain he erred.
啊，该隐把地上的土产拿来献给神。
Cain he sacrificed the produce of the land.
哦，那我们知道一个人要从地里能够产生土产。他要费很多功夫的。
We know that if you are to give the fruit of the ground, it takes a lot of work.
啊，他要整地，他要耕地。
You have to till the land and you have to prepare it.
对不对
？You must water it.
他是花了功夫的。
It takes effort.
那么他把他所花的这一生的功夫，最后所有的成果拿来献给神。
And so he took all of his life's effort and came and to sacrifice it to the Lord.
但是呢, 神没有接纳他的奉献,
but God did not accept his sacrifice.
弟兄姊妹们, 这里有两个重要的原则提醒我们,
there are two important principles which remind us.
第一个,
First,
就是呢, 该隐所献上的这个地里的土产, 代表他属地的成就。
The sacrifice that Cain brought, the fruit of the ground, it represents the old things of the ground, of the earth.
哇, 今天很多人呢, 把地上属地的成就带到神的跟前。
Many people bring this, their success of the world to God.
把这个献给神。
And they offer that to
啊,
God.
你们原谅我啊, 我没有意思轻看任何人。
Forgive me for saying, I'm not looking lightly upon anyone. But for many in Christianity today, for all who serve the Lord, many people, they want to leave a name.
啊, 不是弄个 PhD吗? 弄个什么什么, 反正什么董事长了什么东西的, 啊, 好像弄这些东西啊, 来献给神。
Many people, they want to have a degree. They say that once they have a name or a degree after their name, then they can give it to the Lord.
我们那里啊, 有些弟兄姊妹们, 他们真是很聪明, 他们地上很有成就的。
There are some brothers and sisters from where I'm at. They are truly very intelligent, very successful.
他从前呢, 不认识神的时候啊,
in the past, when they did not know God,
你看他一个骄傲的思想,
they were very proud.
他说, 你看, 像我这个什么什么博士, 来信主耶稣, 那真是给他荣耀。
They said, because I am a doctorate in this and in that, for me to believe in God, then I'm giving glory to God.
哈, 他真是有面子了, 连我都信他了, 你看, 这个,
I'm giving him face because even I have believed in him.
到后来呢, 真正慢慢认识主的荣耀的时候, 在主面前认罪出啊, 赦免我,
and so gradually, as they come to know the Lord and come to know his glory, they humble themselves and say,
但是,
Father, forgive me, I've been blind.
但是你今天看, 在整个地上的教会中, 这种属地的成就带到教会里面去的多得不得了的多。
But we see that there are so many people who want to bring their own success of this world before God.
这个叫做随己意的奉献。
This is a sacrifice according to your own will.
就是我要奉献, 但是要按照我的意思。
That is, yes, I want to sacrifice, but I want to sacrifice according to my own will.
神啊, 是的, 我要把自己奉献给你, 但是要, 按照我的意思。
Yes, God, I want to give you a sacrifice, but it's according to myself.
所以该隐的这个属献祭的属灵有一方面是这个意义。
So in Cain's sacrifice, it has this one meaning.
那么另外呢,
on the other hand, another meaning of his sacrifice,
因为有人感觉说哈,
because some people feel,
该隐把地里的土产献给神,
when Cain gave the fruit of the ground in his sacrifice,
啊, 这个在 利未记里面不是也说明的吗?
Didn't it also record this in Leviticus?
啊, 神也要祭司们把地里的土产献给神,是素祭, 对不对?
God wanted the people, the priests, to bring the first fruits of the ground.
那么亚伯献的是燔祭, 我献的素祭有什么错呢?
So what is the difference if Cain is also bringing the fruit of the ground?
弟兄姊妹, 这里呢, 有一个啊, 献祭次序的一个
There is a correct order here.
因为呢, 你必须要先献上燔祭, 然后你才能献上素祭。
燔祭,
就offer,
you must offer the burnt offering first, and then the meal offering second.
啊, 这个次序不能乱。
You cannot confuse the order.
因为这个讲到基督为我们献祭的一个重要的次序。
Because it gives us the principle of the Lord Jesus, his sacrifice, his order.
这个燔祭代表死。
Burnt offering, it represents death.
这个素祭代表复活的。
Meal offering represents resurrection.
啊, 你必须要先死, 然后才复活。
You must have death first and then resurrection.
你不能不死, 你就复活了。
You cannot not die first and then resurrect.
所以那个次序上一个混乱。
So you cannot confuse the order.
弟兄姊妹, 你不要以为这是小事情。
Do not think this is a small matter.
啊, 今天我们看见在很多神的儿女们属灵的追求上面, 就是这个次序的颠倒。
Oftentimes in our spiritual pursuit, we realize that there is a misorder.
他们不想经过十字架的经历。
Many people do not want to go through the experience of the cross.
然后呢, 就希望得到圣灵更大的这个能力。
And then they want greater power in the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
他们就是呢, 没有成圣的经历, 就想要有成荣耀的经历。
Without going through the process of sanctification, you want to have the experience of glory.
神做事情有他一定的次序。
God must have his order.
所以这个次序颠倒, 神也不能接纳。
So if this order is wrong, God cannot accept it.
所以弟兄姊妹，奉献是重要的。
So sacrifice is important.
奉献是好的。
Sacrifice is good.
但是你如果像该隐这样的奉献，神是完全不能接纳。
But if you sacrifice like Cain, then God cannot accept it.
所以该隐很可怜了。
And so it was pitiful for Cain.
他突然劳力。
Because he worked in vain.
那么亚伯的献祭为什么是对的呢？
Then why was Abel's sacrifice right?
因为亚伯献上的是羊羔。
Because what Abel sacrificed was a lamb.
我们讲过了。
We have spoken before.
在时间中间。
That in time,
神所要得到的就是基督。
What God wants to gain is Christ.
凡是按照基督的原则所做的，就是神的心意。
If you have done anything according to the principle of Christ, that is God's will.
我们都知道，我们的主耶稣基督是被杀的羔羊。
We know that the Lord Jesus is the Lamb that was slain.
他是神的羔羊。
He is the Lamb of God.
所以只有羔羊的献祭能够蒙神的悦纳。
And so only the sacrifice of the Lamb God can accept.
所以今天我们的献祭是为着主的。
And so today our sacrifices for the Lord.
也是按照主的原则的。
And according to His principle.
那么这个就在神跟前就有价值。
And so this has value before Him.
我们知道在这里奉献说出我们把我们自己完全交托给神。
And so this sacrifice speaks of how we give our everything to the Lord.
因为羔羊的奉献一切以父神为主。
Because the sacrifice of the firstling, of the first lamb, has to do with the Lord.
这个不是凭着己意的。
This is not a will, a sacrifice according to your own will. 完全是按照神
所要的光景的一个奉献。
It's according to the condition that God wants.
所以真正的奉献。
And so true sacrifice.
它后面的结果是什么呢？
What is the end result?
就在一切的事上让主做主。
That in all things the Lord is Lord.
从此之后。
And afterwards.
是他做主。
That I am not the Lord, He is the Lord.
其实弟兄姊妹们，
so brothers and sisters,
如果你能让主做主啊，
if you allow Him to be the Lord,
真是有福啊，
you are greatly blessed.
前两天我和弟兄姊妹们讲到这个诗篇第十六篇。
So in the past, I have spoken with brothers and sisters, Psalm 16.
大卫说，
David has said,
你是我的主，
that you are my Lord.
我的好处就不在你以外。
I have no good besides you.
所以一个人真正在生命中让主做主。
And so if you allow the Lord to be Lord in your life,
那个就是一个完全的奉献。
That is a complete sacrifice.
如同羔羊一样的奉献。
Just like the sacrifice of the lamb.
这就像我们的主耶稣基督。
Just like our Lord Jesus.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
So brothers and sisters,
今天我们活在这个地上。
Today we live on earth.
到底我们要把我们的一生，把我们的生命摆在什么样的东西上面？
What are we placing our entire life on?
我很喜欢那个大概是那个有一个弟兄叫做 John Stott, 斯达德弟兄。
There is a brother named John Stocks.
因为他呢年轻的时候呢，他这个生活很败坏。
When he was young, he lived a very corrupt life.
年轻时候还喜欢酗酒，常常醉酒。
And he loved to drink, and so he was drunk very often.
他也喜欢赌博。
And loved to gamble.
所以后来他得救之后呢，
and after he was saved,
他常常讲道的时候就把他过去这个败坏生活的东西把它转一转。
When he preached, when he spoke about his past, he would kind of twist his past a little bit.
他说每天早晨我起来亲近主。
He said, in the past, every morning when I get up, I want to draw close to the Lord.
主就给我喝属灵的香槟酒。
And so the Lord gives me spiritual champagne.
他说我一整天都很兴奋。
And every day I'm excited.
他说呢，奉献。
He said sacrifice.
他说我把我的一生呢把它赌上去，赌他用赌上去。
He said, I have taken my entire life and gambled on it.
感谢主啊。
We thank the Lord.
这个赌对了。
He gambled correctly.
从前那个赌是不对的。
The past gambling was wrong.
弟兄姊妹，我们愿意把我们的一生把它压在主的身上吗？
Are we willing to place our entire life upon the Lord? To gamble on the Lord?
我们从先祖的前面两对人物的身上，我们看见神给我们有重要的教训。
So from the first two couples from the first forefathers, we see very important principles.
在时间中，
that in time,
第一个重要的决定是选择。
The first important thing is our choice.
第二个重要的决定，
the second important decision
是你的奉献，
is regarding your sacrifice.
这是我们今天值得在主跟前来思考，来做重要决定的事。
This is worth us thinking about for us to make the right choice.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
我们求主用他的恩典来保守我们。
May the Lord use His grace to protect us.
让我们短短的一生
in our short life,
我们能在主的跟前做正确的选择。
We can make correct choices before the Lord.
让我们短短的一生
in our short life,
我们能做正确的一个奉献。
We can make the right sacrifices.
这个不仅关乎到我们个人在主面前的蒙恩。
This does not have to do with just our individual salvation before the Lord.
这个对于主的教会来讲也是一个重要的一件事情。
It's also a very important thing regarding God's church.
只求主施恩给我们。
So may the Lord continue to show us grace.
我们再说。
We say again.
神把时间给我们。
God has given us time.
神是把机会给我们。
He has given us opportunity.
若是今天我们一直都活在这个正确的决定的光景中。
If today we live in the correct choices.
我们要感谢神，神的恩典要在我们身上不断地往上增长。
We thank the Lord that according to His grace will continue to grow.
如果主光照我们，过去我们很多的日子已经有很多的失落。
If He has enlightened us that in the past we have many things that we have lost.
今天主还没有结束时间。
God has not ended time yet.
所以我们还有机会在他面前来悔改。
So we still have opportunity before Him to repent.
愿主使我们在时间中真是能够得着他所要我们得着。
May the Lord truly gain that which He wants to gain in from us in time.
让我们在时间中能过着一个充满智慧的生活。
So that in time we can live a life that is full of wisdom.
用我们从主所得着的智慧来数算我们在地上的年日。
And use the wisdom that God has given us to number our days.
请我们低头在地祷告。
Let us bow and pray.
主，我们真是满心的感谢你。
Lord, we thank you with all our hearts.
你的爱在我们的身上是我们难以用言语来表达的。
It is difficult for us to describe your love upon us.
你给我们的恩典也是极其的丰盛。
You have also given us such abundant grace.
主啊，你教导我们。
Lord, teach us.
在时间中。
So that in time.
怎样来跟随你。
How we can follow you.
主啊，从前我们蒙昧无知。
Lord, in the past we were foolish and ignorant.
我们像世人一样。
We were like people of the world.
过着没有意义的生活。
We lived lives without purpose.
今天你救赎了我们。
But today you saved us.
让我们看见。
So allowed us to see.
时间会过去。
That time will pass.
但是时间呢，是你给我们的机会。
But time you have given us opportunity.
主啊，叫我们能够为着永远活在你面前。
So that we can live for eternity.
但愿每个弟兄姊妹在你跟前都能有最正确的选择。
May every brother and sister make the right choices.
我们拣选你。
We want to choose you.
胜过其他一切的事物。
Above all else.
主也让我们把我们短暂的一生奉献在你的手中。
Lord, for our short lives, we want to sacrifice it into your hands.
主啊，让它在你的手中被你来使用。
Lord, may we be used in your hand.
愿你在我们的生命中真的是做主掌权。
May we truly allow the Lord to be the King.
我们求你祝福这些话语。
Lord, please bless these words.
但愿给我们深处有提醒。
Give us this reminder from our depths.
主啊，但愿在不多的日子的里面。
In these short days.
给我们智慧。
Give us wisdom.
让我们知道如何来数算年日。
So that we may know how to number our days.
但愿见你面的时候。
Before we see your face.
我们能够和你一同欢喜快乐。
Lord, we want to rejoice with you.
保守每一位亲爱的弟兄和姊妹。
Lord, watch over every brother and sister.
我们谢谢你与我们同在。
Thank you for being with us.
垂听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In Jesus' most precious name.
Amen. Amen.